Good morning, everyone. This is Laureen Andes hosting our Saturday morning call today, and I just want to say good morning and welcome to the call. I was really excited today when Jennifer gave me a call and reached out and asked if I could do the call because so many exciting things are going on in my business and with my team that has really started to take shape since conference and prior to conference also, but I'm sure everyone is experiencing new growth and vision after such an amazing conference in Atlanta. And before we get going with the call, I just want to talk about a few upcoming events. We have Tony and Debbie's Power Up in Orlando on October 7th. If anyone on the call has not participated in that event, it is truly, truly amazing. Tony and Debbie do a fantastic job of leading us all to different heights in our business and bringing people to the event that are simply amazing. So we're very, very thankful for their leadership and what they do to hold space for all of us. And Jennifer Glacken has her summit in Chicago on January 20th. I've been to that summit once, 2 years ago. It was truly amazing. But most importantly about these events, it's really being around our leaders and learning from them and growing from them. So I encourage everybody to do whatever they can to participate in those events. They're truly, truly fantastic. This is the first year where I think I'm going to try to go to both of them, so I'm excited about that possibility. So I wanted to just share a couple of things with everybody. First of all, we are in September, which is the time of the year where everybody starts qualifying or hopefully in a position to qualify for the trips. So we all have to qualify right now for coordinator above in September for 4 consecutive months to achieve the Mexico trip. I encourage everyone to do whatever they can to either get in line if you're close to the goal, to do whatever you can to push through and counsel with your upline and see whatever you can do to make that goal. I've been on the Mexico trip the last 3 years, and it really is a space where, as we're all going through the process and building our business, where you experience that reward and that connection with the team collectively, and you relax and you get to really reap the benefits of the work that we put into our business, which is so amazing. My daughter, because of my family schedule, it has ended up that I've been traveling with my daughter on these trips each year. And, of course, it's so funny as the time is coming near, she always says, "Mom, you know, how close are we to the trip? Or what do I need to do to support you?" So that's how amazing these trips are. And I can't stress enough how wonderful it is and to do whatever you can to push to the finish line in September. No matter where you are, sit down again with your upline to do whatever you can to solidify being in a position to make that trip. And also, I want to plant the seed to do whatever you can to increase your business every single month, whatever your point volume is. You know, one of the things that I've become very, very keen to is most of us are never where we want to be. We, no matter where we end up in the month, we want to be somewhere else. And without the goals there, you know, Tony and Debbie have been very instrumental, and Jennifer, in my business, in making sure that those goals are set early on in the month so we can head towards something. Of course, if we don't put our directions in the GPS, we have no idea where we're going. So I'm working on that piece also, and it's making a huge difference on making my goals. And this month actually has been, last month was my best month ever in my Shackley business. So I'm starting to really see how things are coming together. And also with that, I recently got my new Shackley car. which is something that I've been striving for quite some time. And as these goals are being set and you're accomplishing them, not only is it not a feather in our cap, but it's a place where we start to hit these milestones, but more importantly, it's the vision that we create for our team and our group to see that they can accomplish those goals also. So it's been an exciting ride the last month, and of course, in my case and the whole team collectively, we don't accomplish these goals without the team support, without our upline and being in contact with them all the time. And, you know, one other thing I just want to add on this note on setting the goals and actually achieving them and reaping some of the rewards and the benefits. Tony and Debbie were in 2 weeks ago, and Tony and Debbie created an opportunity for us to go to the U.S. Open together and just have a fun night out. And it was so amazing to spend some quality time together and not do business, just hang out together, have fun, and spend some personal time together. So that's another thing that I want to encourage everybody to do, is to step back every once in a while and just set some fun time out with people that you're working with, people that you're building relationships with, so everyone can enjoy, you know, having that space also. Anyway, a couple of things that have hit me also in the last month or so. When we talk about growing our business and becoming a leader, because, you know, one of the secrets that I've come to understand in building my Shaklee business, that if we want to be successful, we do have to exercise some leadership skills, and we do have to work on things that we're really not good at. One of the things that I'm not good at is details. I happen to be good at the things that most people can't stand doing, like picking up the phone and doing some cold calling and things like that. But what I've come to understand is that I have to focus on the things also that I'm not really good at also. And I have worked on leaning on my team and collectively working on finding out where these places in our business are that we can grow to help not only yourself but the team. So one of the things I wanted to share is recently I was with a woman who is a therapist, and she's a friend of my daughter's. My daughter is studying to be a psychologist. And we ended up on a conversation on self-talk, and she shared an experiment that has been around for quite some time. I heard about this experiment in a few of the Tony events that I have been to and some of the leadership seminars that I participated in over the years. And they talked about a study that they did on self-talk, and I know when I wake up every day, some of the things that I know need to happen in my business is discipline, doing simple actions every single day to move us one step further, just one step further. They talk about it, you know, at Global Conference and in many of the calls that that we are lucky enough to have every week with our leadership, is simple tasks create big results, and doing them with discipline on a daily basis. And so the experiment was, they took a plant and two plants, and they put one plant on one side of the room and another plant on the other side of the room. And one plant, they decided to speak really positively to it and nurture it and express in words that's how beautiful the plant was and how much they liked waking up to this plant, and that plant really flourished. On the other side of the room, they talked negatively to the plant, and that plant actually started to die. They also did this experiment with bowls of rice, which I thought was fascinating. They took two bowls of rice. One, they talked positively to it. One, they talked negatively to. one bowl of rice, they put beautiful classical music. The other bowl of rice, they put like heavy metal music. And the bowl of rice where there was negative talk and music that wasn't really harmonious actually started to grow a fungus. And the plant that was nurtured, not the plant, I'm so sorry, the bowl of rice, actually, when they put the rice under the microscope, it actually showed like a diamond-like vision of the rice, particles. The most interesting thing about this study was they then proceeded to do this study with water molecules. And because we are all made up of 70% water, when we talk negatively to ourselves or we're not creating positive affirmations or treating ourselves with kindness, of course, a lot of times it's very difficult to inspire others and communicate positive things to people when we're not talking positively to ourselves or beating ourselves up for not making that phone call, or I should have did that follow-up, or I did this incorrectly, or I don't know how to do this perfectly. Anyway, they did the same experiments with water molecules, and the same thing happened. The water molecules that were treated with kindness and spoken to kindly and had beautiful music, actually, when it was put under a microscope, you could see also a crystalline kind of vision in the water molecules. And with the water molecules that were not given this positive stimuli, also got like a, not a fungus, but a cloudiness to it and a darkness to the water. So one of the things that I just wanted to leave you with, because it really impacted me on how we or how I talk to myself every day. I always think I'm never doing enough. I'm never doing it the right way, or I have to get better at that. But really, no. If we just take the simple things and we follow what our leadership is telling us and we implement these things every single day, then these results start to manifest. I thought that was so inspiring and so fascinating. It really changed the trajectory of my week, hearing about this story 2 weeks ago, because you know, most of us are very, very busy, and I think a majority of us are building this business over and above a primary source of income. And to do that, it does take discipline. It does take exercising, working on our skills, whether it's, you know, picking up that phone or putting in that order or making that extra phone call. It's really not brain surgery. It's just simple things that we really do have to get good at. And, you know, one of the things that really helped me is that I know our leadership with Tony and Debbie and whoever your uplines are, or Jennifer Glacken, I know that they walk the walk. I know that they make no excuses and they take no excuses. And spending time with them and watching them lead teams of people all over the country to their goals is so exciting and so inspiring. And I don't know how lucky we all can be to have this kind of leadership in our life. Then you couple it with what the corporate veil has to offer. Last night we were at the Live Younger Longer event in Manhattan. We were at the Standard Hotel. I don't know if any of you know about the Standard Hotel, but it's quite a icon in Manhattan. It's a real big hot spot. And the people were coming in droves with the excitement. And the thing that I was so excited about last night, I saw the influx of so many young people coming to the event, because Shaklee does whatever they can to create a relevance with our business, with our products, how we connect with people, and how we move forward. So that was just a little tidbit of something that I experienced in the last week that I wanted to share with the group. And I also just also want to mention to everybody a little bit on follow-up and actually picking up that phone. I don't know, most of you, I think, do know me, but, you know, the Shockley business did not find me. I found it. When the market crashed in 2008, my daughter was in her first year of college, and we had made a commitment to pay cash for college, and which we did. But when the market crashed, I lost 33% of my income, and we started looking for a business. It took us 3 years to find Shockley. I never got that phone call. And I share this story with many, many people because I really want to encourage you to and understand that there are people waiting for your phone call. And if we don't get the courage to do it, we affect thousands and thousands of people. And recently I wouldn't, you know, one, the other thing is that Tony and Debbie and me and my team, we would have never met each other if I didn't make that phone call to find people in the market that were building businesses and led me to the Shockley Corporation. So as I reflect on, you know, what's been happening in the last, 2 months since, conference, I've looked around to see really each and every phone call that has been made and how people start coming into your business and how that team starts getting shaped. It's such an exciting time. It's such an exciting process right now. The momentum is there. People are excited. We've got this amazing youth line. We've got the sports and performance line. But even prior to all of this, Shockley was amazing without all of the new things that have come up. We don't even need anything more, but they keep providing more and more opportunity for us to grow our business. So I don't think we can be in a better place in a better time to move our Shockley businesses forward, to help people become successful, and to grow in our life. The last thing I just want to talk about is some things about leadership that I'm working on that are helping me to focus on my daily actions. There's a gentleman by the name of Gary Bernison. He wrote the book, The Leadership Journey. And I just want to preface this by saying that I understand and I'm learning more and more how as we grow in developing some of these leadership skills, it's not that we have to be the biggest leader or the best leader in the world to build a successful Shockley business. We just have to get better at certain things that will help our business grow, whatever it may be. And he talks about looking in the mirror, starting with the ability to know yourself and lead yourself. That's the one that stopped me dead in my tracks because that ties in with the discipline and the daily actions to help build and grow our Shockley businesses. The next thing he talks about is embodying purpose, the purpose that drives us on this leadership journey. Everybody has a different reason. You know, one of the things that I'm learning more and more and more, it doesn't matter, you know, all the techniques. Yes, we have to get better at certain things. One of the things I'm working on is listening, making sure I close my mouth and really hear what people have to say so we can provide that solution. But the purpose or the why of why we're building our business is really the fuel that helps us to move along every single day. For my husband and I, you know, we both make good money. We have no time. So that's one of the reasons why we're building our business. But we dipped into our retirement in a very big way to provide our daughter coming out of college with no debt. So I don't know about the rest of the world, but it's a big deal, the college thing, education, security, time. And we have to take a step back to see really what it is that is motivating us to move forward every single day, the fuel. What, you know, why are we building our Shockley business? The third point is he talks about not walking alone, understanding that leadership is all about other people. Without fellowship, there is no leadership. You know, one of the greatest assets for me and my family, which I'm so, so proud of, is when I chose the Shackley business and when I chose, thank God, Tony and Debbie and Jennifer were brought into our lives. These are people that I feel proud to bring to my children. My children ask me about, I have young adult daughters, they ask me about when Tony and Debbie are coming, when is Jennifer coming, what are we up to? To bring your families around people that you feel proud of, not walking alone, this collective energy. And navigate beyond the horizon. Jennifer talks to me about this all the time, you know, really starting to anticipate what is around the next bend and navigating in the moment to course correct in real time. Be realistic about where we're at and where we're headed. That's something that I haven't been good at over the last year. I always set these really big goals, and I want to accomplish them, but in reality, I have to kind of back into them and create a plan that is real with my life, my schedule, my time, and be real about it. So I want to thank everybody today for taking the time out to join me on this call, and I really want to honor everyone for their energy and effort to help others in building their Shackley businesses and do whatever we can to keep these steps present in our daily life so we can meet that next person, so we can help that mom come home from school, so we can help that couple provide for retirement, whatever it is. So thank you, everybody. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be on this call with you guys today, and have an amazing Shackley day.